Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I had this story from one who had no business to tell it to me. I do not say the story is true, for I did not witness the happenings which it portrays. But the yellow, mildewed pages of the diary of a man long dead, and the records of the Colonial Office dovetail perfectly with the narrative of my convivial host. From the records, we learn that a certain young English nobleman, whom we shall call John Clayton, Lord Greystoke, was commissioned to make a delicate investigation of conditions in a British West Coast African colony, from whose simple native inhabitants another European power was known to be recruiting soldiers for its army, which it used for the forcible collection of rubber and ivory from the savage tribes along the Congo and the Aruwimi. These poor blacks were held in virtual slavery. John Clayton was a strong, virile man, above average height. His eyes were grey, his features regular. When he received the appointment, he had been married to the Honourable Alice Rutherford for scarce 3 months, and the thought of taking this fair young girl into the dangers and isolation of tropical Africa dismayed and appalled him. For her sake, he would have refused the appointment, but she insisted that he accept it, and indeed, take her with him. On a bright May morning in 1888, John, Lord Greystoke, and Lady Alice sailed from Dover. A month later they arrived at Freetown, where they chartered a small sailing vessel, the Fuwalda, to bear them to their final destination. And here, Lord and Lady Greystoke vanished from the eyes and the knowledge of men. 2 months after they weighed anchor, the wreckage was found upon the shores of St. Helena, which convinced the world that the Fuwalda had gone down with all on board. The Fuwalda was a vessel of the type often seen in trade in the far South Atlantic, whose crews were composed of unhanged murderers and cutthroats of every race and nation. Her officers were swarthy bullies, hating and hated by their crew. The captain, while a competent seaman, was a brute in his treatment of his men. So it was that from the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?